This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, being truthful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, "He who has three things, these three things, should be counted a hypocrite, even if he performs the daily prayers, observes fasting, and thinks that he is a Muslim." What are those three things? The Prophet of Allah says, number one, breach of trust. Number two, lying. Number three, breach of promise. Well, generally, people in Muslim societies and communities just observe the ritualistic practices of, you know, others and get impressed, right? They just observe it, they just see it. For example, if somebody prays and fasts and shows that he is a Muslim, others trust him. But one essential criteria of trusting others is to check and see how truthful they are. If someone is a habitual liar, we should better stay away from such a person. Isn't that right? Because lying is a form of deception. Why would we expose ourselves to be a victim of deception? Hence, this is why in Islam, if somebody is a liar, we're not expected and we're not supposed to be looking at their seeming worships. You know, they're coming to the community center, they're coming to the masjid or a mosque, them volunteering on different fronts to, you know, for instance, funding an Islamic center or a masjid. These things are not the criteria. The criteria, the Islamic criteria of trusting someone is if they're truthful. And if they're not truthful, according to Prophet of Allah, he is a hypocrite. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing being truthful. Those who lie, those who deceive others, those who are treacherous are not loved by Allah. I think this is a very clear point that Islam has made through its instructions and through its teachings and guidelines. You know, anybody who deceives others intentionally and is treacherous and is a liar, Allah doesn't like and love such a person. Allah says in the Holy Quran in chapter 8, verse number 58, "Surely Allah does not love the treacherous." Very clear, right? In fact, Allah sends His la'an on the liars. Allah says that blessings be away from the liars. Let me quote the verse of the Holy Quran to back this up. Chapter number 24, verse number 7, Allah says, "The curse of Allah be on him if he is one of the liars." Allah is very clearly sending a curse on somebody who is a liar, a habitual liar. Allah praises Prophet Ismail, the Prophet of Allah, in the Holy Quran. And one of the reasons for this praise, according to the Holy Quran, is that he was truthful. Allah says in the Quran, chapter 19, verse number 54, "And mention Ismail in the book. Surely he was truthful in his promise, and he was an apostle, a prophet." So, you know, be truthful and be with the truthful. You notice that Allah even sets the criteria of being truthful for his own messenger, right? If you know, Allah is praising them, He's bringing up the quality that they're truthful. What more clear sign do we need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be compelled that we be truthful in all our affairs of life?
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.